Well, Zemgus Girgensons, their number one center, hurt his ankle blocking a shot. And if you saw the replay or while watching it live, it looked really bad. He took it full on the ankle there. And I think it sounds from what Ted Nolan said, that he's probably going to be gone for the season or at least a long time. And that's a huge blow. He's their top center. He's their leading goal scorer. He gives them a lot of heart. He's just a very good young player.
And what about Tyler Ennis? He also left around the third period, and they said he was having some lower body issues.
Ted Nolan said it was lower body wear and tear, and he made it sound like it could be a day or a few days, but nothing really to worry about. But even missing him for a game or two, I mean, he has 15 goals also. He's their leading point getter, and he's their top winger. I mean, he's a very, very good player, and they need everything right now.
And Coach Nolan really has to be concerned.
Oh, definitely. They have no margin for error. And when you take the two guys in the lineup that can actually score out of the lineup, those two guys have 30 goals between them. The Sabres barely have 100 goals as a team this year. And you take those two guys out, that's two-thirds of their top line, and they score one goal most nights with them. I mean, you wonder if they can even score without them.
Well, what made a big difference on the ice? Certainly, goalie Norvirth had 45 saves, so 47 shots on goal. That had to make a big difference in the success.
Yeah, he was terrific, and he's been terrific since he took over for Jonas Enroth 2 weeks ago. He's playing like an elite number one goalie. He's a difference maker. It's a short sample size, but he's been pretty good as a whole this year, and the Sabres need a goalie. The trade deadline's coming up, and he's an expiring contract, and there'll be thoughts that they want to trade him, but I think they need to re-sign him. They need a goalie badly for the future. They have some decent prospects, but none of them are going to be ready next year, so I would re-sign Michael Neuwirth.
Now, Bill, one of your tweets said that you think Coach Nolan is really going to ride him.
Well, he's said it a couple times, but I just think they have the league's worst backup goalie in Anders Lindbach, and they have a very hot goalie right now, and they need to evaluate Michael Neuwirth. If they want to trade him, they need to accumulate more value for him. So I think other than maybe a back-to-back situation, you'll probably see him play almost every game this year if they keep him.
When they have a 4-2 win and they walk back in the locker room, they must feel their confidence must be so much better at that point.
Yeah, when you enter a winning locker room versus a losing locker room, it's a totally different world. Music's blasting, guys are joking around. It's a very fun atmosphere. When you enter a losing locker room, it's dead quiet. A lot of guys aren't in there. It's a bad feeling, and you can feel it. It just hangs over the whole room. And the Sabres haven't had too many happy locker rooms in the last couple of years. Tuesday in Columbus was a happy night for them.
Now, the Sabres return tonight to take on the Vancouver Canucks. Will we see our former goalie Ryan Miller out on the ice?
No, he hurt his knee the other night in Long Island, so he's gone for at least a few weeks. So you'll probably get Eddie Lack in goal for the Canucks. And it was going to be a special night. I mean, Ryan Miller had his moments with the fans over the years, but by and large, he was very respected. He's one of the greatest players in franchise history. They haven't been able to replace him yet. They might not replace him for years and years. He was that good, and it was good. There probably would have been some sort of video tribute, and it would have been a very special night for a guy the fans really respect.
What do you expect as far as play? How do you think the Sabres are going to fare?
Well, if they're missing Girgensons and Ennis, which they probably will be, could be another low-scoring game. They can't generate offense, and maybe a 2-1, 3-1 game. They've had some pretty good efforts recently. People don't really realize that they're playing okay because they don't score and they lose, and sometimes the shots are out of whack. But they've slowly been getting a little better. So I think if they pulled an upset, if they beat the Canucks 2-1, 3-1, it wouldn't shock me.
Well, Bill Hoppe, thanks so much for joining us for Behind the Bench. And I want to tell our listeners, you can follow Bill on Twitter at Bill Hoppe NHL, and it's spelled H-O-P-P-E. And Bill, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Eileen.